you see all around you today?
你今日喺身邊見到乜嘢嘢咧
？You see evergreen trees？
你見到呢上綠樹嗎
？Or decked with light and garlands？
裝飾咗好多嘅即係啲聖誕嘅裝飾。
You see beautifully wrapped boxes under those trees？
你見到喺嗰啲屋企聖誕樹下面有好多嘅禮物係咪
？You see crowds in shopping malls and no parking spaces？
你喺買嘅地方，你商場度。都塞滿曬人，你要揾唔到地方泊車。
You see red and you see green and you see glitter and you see trimmings。
你見到紅紅綠綠金銀粉好多嘅裝飾，金銀好多嘅裝飾。
Those are all wonderful things. They add to the festive atmosphere。
都係好靚嘅裝飾，為到依個節日加添好多節日嘅氣氛。
And they add excitement to the season。
亦都為依個節日。帶來很多的興奮的心情
But they are all only what is seen on the surface by the eyes on our faces
這些都是眼見所得到的東西
But what does God want us to see today?
但是上帝要我們在今天見到什麼呢
Oh, I know what you're saying Oh, the preacher is getting religious Oh, I'll get religious with you
牧師講一些很宗教的東西那好我就跟你講一些宗教的東西
Well, you probably say I see the nativity scene
我見到耶穌誕西馬槽嘅嗰啲嘅場景。
I see the Holy Family。
我見到嗰個聖家。
I see baby Jesus in the middle, surrounded by his parents and wise men and shepherds and animals。
我見到耶穌瞓喺馬槽嗰度，有東方嚟嘅博士，有牧羊人去跪拜佢。
But who is this baby？
但係呢個嬰孩是誰
？The identity of this baby cannot be recognized。By the physical eyes on our face.
这个婴孩的身份不能够从肉眼所见而知得到。
God challenges all of us to look beyond the surface and look beyond the obvious.
上帝给我们一个很大的挑战，就是叫我们超越我们眼所见的事。
And to recognize who this baby really is.
去认识到这个婴孩究竟是一个什么婴孩。
The identity of this newborn can be recognized only with the eyes in our hearts.
唯一認識到這個嬰孩的只能夠從我們的心裡面去認識。
And only through the Holy Spirit that God has given us.
通過聖靈對我們的啟示我們才能夠認識得到。
And the text that we read earlier draw our attention to an old man.
剛剛我們所讀的經文就是要我們看到一個老人家
This old man has the spiritual discernment that very few people had
他有一個屬靈的洞見是很多人都沒有的
And he saw something He saw something that practically no one else saw
他見到一些的景象是其他人所看不到的
And God challenges us all to see what this old man saw
上帝挑戰我們去看這個老人所見到的東西
Today's text tells us that this old man has a name
這個老人有一個名字
He is called Simeon
叫西面
Now the Christmas story has been around for 2,000 years
這個聖誕故事在世上已經流傳了2,000年了
And over these many long centuries Christians have been attaching many myths, misconceptions and pageants and legends and they have buried the truth of scripture
二千年以來很多信徒都將這個聖誕事跡穿鑿互惠這樣加上很多神秘的事情一些不必要的傳說加在上面
And over the years these myths, these misconceptions, these pageants and legends have become more real than what the scripture actually says
他們所加的這些穿鑿互惠的傳說啊、傳奇啊、令到這個所聽起來的故事比起聖誕本身更加真實
There are many of these misconceptions and just for one example this morning
剛剛我們所見的其中一個即是一個錯誤觀念是什麼呢
We thought on the night Jesus was born wise men came from the east to offer him gifts
就是當耶穌降生那晚那個東方博士就為他獻上禮物
And we thought that on that very night angels came to warn Joseph of Herod's evil murderous intent
同埋當晚呢就天使就竟係向約瑟報夢咁就叫佢快啲逃去埃及
When we thought the Holy Family fled to Egypt the very next day
咁呢耶穌出世之後第二日就即刻咁樣就跑去埃及啦走都走唔切
And we thought that Jesus was barely one day old when he took his first road trip.
咁咧，所以耶穌出世一日就唔就唔夠咧，就已經要一個長途跋涉咁去到一個地另外一個地方去。
That's what we are led to think.
咁我哋就會，我哋係咁樣諗嘅。
But that's not what the Scripture tells us.
但聖經唔係咁講噶嘛。
Luke chapter 2 verse 21 tells us that on the eighth day after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary took the newborn to the temple to be circumcised according to the laws of Moses.
咁咧就喺路加福音第二章嗰度，我哋睇到咧耶穌出生滿八日之後咧，佢嘅父母就將佢帶去聖殿進行割禮。
Mary and Joseph, they were good and pious Jews.
他們父母是很敬虔的猶太人。
They were conscientious in following the laws of Moses.
他們是很遵行摩西的律法。
So on the eighth day after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple to be circumcised.
所以呢，耶穌出生滿八日呢，約瑟和瑪利亞就帶耶穌去聖殿進行割禮。
And it was precisely at that moment when Joseph and Mary and the infant Jesus were in a temple court.
咁咧就喺嗰一刻，耶穌、瑪利亞同約瑟三個佢哋一家人就喺聖殿嘅院裏邊。
And we read in the previous the text that we read in verse 27, this old man named Simeon, moved by the Spirit, went into the temple court, and the four met.
咁咧就係喺依個度咧，我哋見到故事裏邊咧，依個老人西面咧喺受聖靈感動之下進入聖殿嘅院裏邊。
It was a divinely appointed encounter.
这个是一个神所命定的时间。
Simeon was most probably at home.
本来呢可能西面这个老人家是应该是在家的。
But he knew he had to get up out of his rocking chair.
可能他是突然有感动启示他要离开他家。
And he knew that he has to go into the temple court.
要去那个圣殿那个院里面。
And there he saw what practically no one else saw.
他又见到其他人所看不到的东西。
There might have been hundreds of people in the temple court that day.
你想想那天圣殿里面可能有成百几人要进行不同的礼仪。
It might even be thousands.
甚至成千添。
But only one other person that day saw what Simeon saw.
但是唯一之后得西面嗰日見到，其他人所睇唔到。
Nobody else，
其他人乜都睇唔到。
Not even the priest，
甚至當時主禮啲祭司都未必睇得到。
Not even the scribes who knew the Bible well，
甚至係熟聖經嘅文士都睇唔到。
They should have seen what Simeon saw，
佢哋應該見到西面所見嘅。
After all， they were the religious leadership， but they didn't see。
壞曬佢哋都係聖經嘅教師，佢哋好熟聖經㗎，係咪
？Simeon saw what practically no one else saw。
西面就是一个黑见到人所不见的。
Not because he has superior eyesight.
不是说他视力特别好。
He probably had very poor eyesight.
甚至他可能有很严重的眼疾添。
Well, the Bible doesn't say that, and I don't want to be responsible for adding more mythology.
咁啊，圣经冇讲，我就唔会乱加嘢噶啦。
But the scripture does say that Simeon was old.
但他讲到西面是已经年老。
Maybe even near the end of his life.
可能甚至到他人生的终站添。
Because verse 29 tells us that he is now ready to die.
他后面就讲他已经能够安然离世。
Thank you, Luke. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now can dismiss me in peace, your servant in peace.
主啊，照你的话，释放仆人平平安安地去吧。
I mean, an old man at the end or near the end of his life couldn't.They have very good eyesight.
一個人到咗年紀有翻咁上下老年老啦，就眼嘅視力就唔會好去邊。
So what Simeon saw cannot be seen with the physical eyes.
所以佢所睇嘅唔係佢肉身所眼所見。
What Simeon saw can only be seen with the eyes in his heart with spiritual discernment.
佢見嘅一定係佢心裏邊受聖靈所感動而得到嘅啟示。
And what did Simeon see?
咁佢睇到咩咧？
And what is God asking us to see as well?
佢喺上帝喺度亦都向我哋想我哋睇咩咧
？Five things.
有五样嘢。
Jesus is God's promise fulfilled.
主耶稣系上帝应许嘅实现。
Jesus is God's salvation coming to us.
耶稣系上帝救赎嘅实现。
Jesus is God's light for the Gentiles.
耶稣是世上所有人的光。
Jesus is God's glory for Israel.
是以色列的荣耀。
And in the person of Jesus, God demands our decision.
佢喺度要求我哋作一个嘅决定。
Let's look at this little carefully. Simon saw that Jesus as God's promise fulfilled.
佢见到系上帝应许嘅实现。
Look again in verse 29.
我哋睇第29节。
Sovereign Lord, just as you have promised.
主啊，照你的话。
See from the very beginning. From the very beginning of scripture, as early as the third chapter of Genesis.
喺好早创世纪第三章已经讲啦。
From the time of man's fall and in need of God's redemption.
从人开始犯罪需要上帝救赎开始。
God has been promising a savior, a redeemer.
已经上帝已经应许一个救赎者。
At the very beginning, the promise was very dim and vague.
开始嘅时候系一个好模模糊糊嘅图画
，might even be called enigmatic，
甚至好似一个谜语咁样。
This is what it says in Genesis 3:15。
创世纪三章十五节咁样讲
，God promised the offspring of the woman will crush the head of the serpent。
佢嗰度讲到话，女人的后裔必要毁坏嗰条蛇嘅头。
The Bible scholars call that proto-evangelion。
是一个福音
第一个福音
第一个福音一个初最初的启示
Do not fear, you speak foreign languages
不需要惧怕这些这些外国的语
What's a prototype?
英文里面 prototype 是
什么 Oh, we have engineers here What's a prototype engineers? The first of something
第一个初那样东西要将来实现的事第一个的模型
What's evangelion? What's an evangelist?The one who preached good news, the gospel.
Evangelion 即是一个福音的意思。
So Bible scholars call Genesis 3:15 the first mention of the gospel, the first mention of Christ.
所以三章创世纪三章十五节就是那个福音的原型。
But it's an obscure promise.
当然这个的应许是一个很模糊不清楚的一件。
With this very first mention, we don't know how the drama of redemption will unfold.
他只是讲了一句你的后裔要踩这个蛇的头就是怎样做呢不知道。
Just like when you watch the first minute of a movie or a drama.
好像你看电影第一分钟你会不知道发生什么事你不知道的嘛
If you have never read a book or no one ever told you the story you watch the first minute of a movie do you know how the movie will end?
你譬如你看书第一句你知不知道那个故事怎样发展呢你不会知道的
Would you know how the plot will develop? I don't think so
那个的事情那个戏剧怎样发展你不会知道的
But as the play or the movies continue the plot will get clearer and clearer
当你看下去的时候你就会越来越清楚了是不是
And so it is the same with the drama of redemption
所以同样也是这个救赎的怎样是怎样展现出来也是同样的原理
God begins with a vague and obscure even enigmatic of a promise
一个好像谜语这样的应许
But as the book of Genesis progresses
但是当创世纪继续发展下去的时候
The drama becomes brighter and clearer
就越来越明亮越来越灿烂
Oh, we know that redemption will come through a man named Abraham
哦、原来呢这个救赎计划是有一个人会通过一个人成就的就是亚伯拉罕
And the rest of scripture continues
那呢跟着之后的圣经呢就从这个人开始继续了
God promised the Redeemer, the Savior will come from the tribe of Judah
那呢就是在犹大支派里面出来的
And come from the royal family of David
那呢是从犹大支派里面大卫那一系王室一系里面出来的
And in later centuries prophets come and make the promise even more clearer
那跟住在后来呢先知的预言呢就令到这些的这个救赎计划呢越来越多的提示了
Isaiah, Micah, Zechariah and others will tell us the name of this Messiah and Savior
以赛亚书、弥迦书、撒加利亚书这些很多不同书卷都讲到这个救赎主的诞生
And especially Isaiah, he will mention the character of the Savior King.
咁咧，特別係以賽亞書裏邊會講到呢個救贖君王裏邊佢嘅特性。
And here comes this old man Simeon.
咁咧，跟住最後嚟到呢個老人啦
，holding this eight-day-old baby.
抱住一個八日大嘅 BB。
Everybody else saw an ordinary baby boy.
你見到一個普通喺醫院出啱啱出院嘅八日大嘅男嬰啊
，And not Simeon.
但是呢西面看到的就不是这些。
And later not Anna。
咁你跟住咧，後來嗰個女先知亞拿亦都睇，唔係只係睇到一個普通男嬰嘅。
Because these two saw, and especially Simeon saw, this newborn Jesus is a fulfillment of God's promise.
因為西面就係見到依一個係上帝應許嘅實現。
Given ever since the fall of man.
就係從人犯罪開始到而家。
That's the first thing we need to see who this baby Jesus is. We need all the glitter on the surface.
在我们周围圣诞节气氛那些红绿金银的这些里面我们要见的第一样就是这个耶稣是上帝应许。
Second thing, Simeon see what this newborn baby is a salvation of God.
这个是上帝的救赎。
Look at me in verse 30 and 31.
第30、31节
For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people.
我得蒙眼见你所预备的救恩，就是为万民所预备的。
Who believes Christmas is about loving one another?
边个相信圣诞节系即系大家彼此相爱嘅
？I appreciate your honesty.
Anyone else? 有沒有人說即是彼此相愛是聖誕的意義？
Who believe that Christmas is all about generosity, giving gifts to those in need?
為到窮人有需要的人是給他們有需要是施捨的，有誰相信這件事？
Bashful people.
You
see, on the surface, this is what you hear in the media. This is what you hear in the world. Christmas is all about loving one another.
你在電視在周圍你看到都是這個訊息，你即有救世軍要你捐錢， 你聽到訊息說、哦、聖誕佳節彼此相愛，這些是周圍所說的訊息來的。
On the surface, Christmas is all about being generous with one another, giving gifts to those in need.
是給到大家彼此交換禮物，為有需要的人是付上你們的幫助，這些都是我们周围所听到的。
On the surface, Christmas is all about spending so that we can perpetuate our American prosperity.
当然更加重要的就是在这个美国社会里面，你圣诞之间要买东西刺激经济的，是不是？
See, we like to think, look at Christmas with that perspective.
我们很喜欢这样去看这个圣诞。
Because it offends no one.
因为这样不会刺激到，不会冒犯任何人嘛。
Because it makes everybody feel good about himself.
大家都感觉非常之美好。
But this is only on the surface.
但是这个只是表面的。
But underneath all that feeling good.
在以下那些美好的感觉之下。
I'm sorry to say this to you. Christmas isn't really about loving one another.
对不住，圣诞不是。关于彼此相爱。
Christmas is really about God loving us.
是神爱我们。
Christmas isn't really about us being generous with one another.
不是说我们要怎样彼此恩慈相待。
Christmas is all about God being generous with you and me.
是神怎样恩待我们。
Christmas isn't really about us feeling good.About ourselves.
不是说我们自己有几咁自我感觉良好。
Offended we may be.
可能我们会是冒犯了。
I'm sure some of you are offended.
有可能你们是被我的讲道所冒犯。
But that's okay. Exactly what verse 35 would say, somebody will be offended.
35节讲啦。
Embarrassed we may be.
一定会是被冒犯的。
In denial we may be.
我们可能否认这件事。
But Christmas is really about our sins and God's salvation.
其实圣诞是关于我们自己人本身的罪和上帝的救恩。
For this Jesus who was born, he was born not for an earthly throne.
他来到这个世上不是要得到这个世上的皇帝式的尊荣。
He was born for a cross.
他是为我们的受苦，我们的十字架。
He wasborn for the electric chair.
他是为我们坐上电椅这一刻而降生的。
He was born for a firing squad.
他是为一个是为到在刑场上受枪被枪决。
You get the point? A very sharp point.
你想想当我们放在今天的 话语里面，佢系想延长受受电椅被枪决，你就谂到依一个系一个不同嘅信息，系一个好大嘅震惊。
He was born for a lethal injection.
佢系被嚟到世上系被打毒针而死嘅。
That's what the cross is.
依个就系十字架。
For on the cross he gave his life as a sacrifice of atonement.
佢话喺呢个十字架上面受死，就系为到我哋完成呢个赎罪。
He gave his life for you and for me.
为我哋每一个人献上呢个生命。
To satisfy God's righteous demand.
去满足神对公义嘅要求。
You see, when I offend you, I mean justice must be done.
嗱，如果譬如话我冒犯咗你，咁一定系要有啲嘢系去补偿呢样嘢先得达到呢个公义，系咪
？When we offend our God with our sins, justice must be done.
所以咧，当我哋冒犯上帝嘅时候，都需上帝系好应该系要求一啲公义嘅回报，系咪
？Christ died on the cross for you and me is God's justice being done.
所以咧，基督喺十字架上面受死，就系呢个公义嘅事情，系满足神嘅公义。
Christ died on the cross to be guilty for the sins that are ours.
佢上呢个十字架唔系因为自己嘅罪，而系因为我哋世人嘅罪。
Christ died on the cross to receive the sentence of death that is ours.
本来我们受的死刑，他现在代我们受了。
Christ died on the cross to bear the wrath of God on our behalf.
他为我们去承担上帝的愤怒。
Christ died on the cross to divert God's wrath away from us in order to be put on Him.
他为在我们面前为我们挡抵保住我哋，使我哋唔受上帝对我哋嘅震怒。
Putting it simply, he became our scapegoat.
换句话嚟讲，佢系我哋嘅代罪羔羊。
That is salvation that Jesus brought to us.
呢个就系耶稣所带嚟嘅救恩。
Saving us from our guilty standing.
将我哋从一个该死嘅罪里边拯救出嚟。
And saving us from the debt that we owe God.
从我们在得罪上帝的罪债里面拯救出来。
Saving us from the wrath of God.
将我们从上帝的愤怒里面拯救出来。
Saving us from the judgment of God.
从上帝的审判当中拯救出来。
Saving us from our shame.
从我们的羞耻当中。
But I know some of you are going to say this to me.
或者你可能会对我这样说。
You are hiding this in your heart. You say, I have no shame. How many of you say, I have no shame?
你或者我可能喺心里边话，即系我其实冇乜嘢可以值得羞耻嘅事咧。
Come on, how many of you can really say I have no shame?
有冇话边个话自己无耻嘅
？You know Mark Twain. Mark Twain said a lot of funny things, right?
佢讲一啲好多好多幽默，系一个幽默大师。
Mark Twain said, "Man is the only animal that blushes or need to blush."
人系唯一需要面红嘅动物。
How many of you dare to say I have no shame?
誰說自己是無恥?
How many of us dare to say I have wronged no one?
說自己我沒有得罪過任何人?
Well, how many of you say I don't see why God should be angry with me?
或者你會說上帝為什麼要這麼生氣我呢?
Anyone here say I don't see why God should be angry with me?
我看或者可能你會說上帝沒有需要向我发怒啫，系咪
？That might be very true. Okay.
可能系嘅。
Compared to me, you really have no reason to think that God should be angry with you.
当你同我比嗰时，可能你会觉得，上帝使乜向我发怒咧
？Because you are so much better than me.
因为你好过我好多嘛。
But the very fact that we have not allowed God, your Creator, to be at the center of your life.
但是你没有将上帝摆在你生命的中心。
That's the greatest offense a creature can commit against God the Creator.
这个就是一个人所能够被造物对上帝所犯罪的罪就是这个了。
The very fact that you yourself are still the Lord and Master of your life.
你仍然是你自己生命的中心和主。
The very fact that you have made God your Creator at best.At the periphery of your life.
你将上帝摆喺你生命外围嘅地方嗰度。
The very fact that you think God is the one that you can come to say I worship you once or twice a lifetime.
或者你可能话对上帝话我只系需要嚟你嘅教堂嗰度 上教堂敬拜你一次两次咁就已经够啦。
That's the greatest offense a creature need to be saved from。
呢个就系一个被造物所对上帝一个最大嘅冒犯。
You know our sinfulness。
我哋嘅罪就系咩咧
？Our individual guiltiness。
我哋一个人所承要承担嘅罪就系呢样。
Our individual culpability。
我哋所
有罪啊，
有罪啊，即
系 a human reality that no denial can erase。
呢个系呢啲所有嘅证据都系不能被抹去嘅。
But Jesus was born to give his life for the erasure of sins, our sins and guilt。
但系上耶稣降生就系要将呢啲嘅罪、呢啲嘅不义除去。
And this is what Simeon the old man saw。
所以西面就见到呢样嘢啦。
Jesus is the salvation God has for us。
耶稣是上帝所预备的救恩。
And God said, "This is what we all need to see."
这个就是我们所应该见到的。
And then third thing, Simeon saw that Jesus is the light to the Gentiles.
这个是西面也见到这个耶稣是外邦人的光。
Verse 32.
第32节。
Now that also a promise fulfilled.
这个也是应许的实现。
Because God has promised through Isaiah. This is Isaiah 49 verse 6.
以赛亚书49章第6节。
And Isaiah, this is the second of Isaiah's servant song.
这个呢是以赛亚第二个的仆人之歌。
And Isaiah is describing the Redeemer, the Savior, the Messiah as one who will bring salvation to the Gentiles.
在以赛亚里面讲到这个救赎主是会将救恩带到去外邦人当中。
This is how Isaiah described the Lord Jesus.
这个以赛亚怎样讲到这个救赎主呢？
Isaiah said, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribe of Jacob." This is Isaiah 49 verse 6 if you have the Bible open. 我没有中文啊。
Okay. 你作我的仆人，你使雅各支派复兴，使以色列中得你全民归，只是一件小事。
It's too small a thing for you to bring back those of Israel I have kept.
原来这个使以色列民回归，只是以色列民回归咧，只是一件小事嚟嘅啫。
I said, I will also make you my servant, my Christ, my son, a light for the Gentiles.
更大嘅事就系以作列国的光。这个的救恩要传到地极
That you may bring my salvation to the end of the earth.
使我的救恩传到地极
God's salvation is available to all nations.
上帝的救恩是为万族万民所预备的
To all people.
所有人
To the ends of the earth.
直至地极
And not limited to Israel.
不是单单为以色列预备
See that universal availability of salvation has always been an integral part of the gospel and God's promise.
所以这个救恩为万民预备呢是一个整全福音一个不可分割的部分。
The availability of salvation has always been an integral part of God's plan of redemption.
所以也都是一个上帝救赎一个计划里面不可缺少的部分这个就是为万民预备这个事。
God promised Abraham, all nations will be blessed through you.
所以上帝对亚伯拉罕说万国因你得福。
And God promised through the prophets that the King, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Messiah will bring salvation and the kingdom will extend from sea to sea.
亦都是从在圣经里面的先知所说这个上帝国会从地极到地极从海至海一路这样伸延下去。
And from the great river to the end of the earth.
从大河直到世界的
And sure enough, when the mission of the newborn Jesus was finished and he was about to ascend back to heaven,
所以当耶稣复活之后他升天的时候
he commanded his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations.
就向门徒所说话去使万民作我的门徒
From Jerusalem to Judea.
从耶路撒冷到
犹大 from Judea to Samaria
从犹大到撒玛利亚
and from Samaria to the end of the earth
从撒玛利亚直到地极
and so that promise is fulfilled today
所以这个应许今日就实现了
there's not a place on earth today where the good news of Jesus Christ cannot reach or has not reached.
所以今天我们看到福音是真的传到地球上每一个国家。
And you can see with your eyes today.
你可以看得到的这件事。
People from nation, from Gentile nation, from our China, streaming into the kingdom of God.
我们可以在不同的地方，在我们在中国大陆里面，在世界不同的地方里面，很多人不断地是听闻这个救恩。
Because God has allowed us to see the light that is Christ.
因为上帝俾我哋见得到基督就系呢个真光。
So Simeon saw in this eight-day-old baby, very few people saw God's promise fulfilled. God's salvation is here, and God's light to the Gentiles.
所以我哋喺呢个世面见到呢个系嘅眼嗰度见到呢个系上帝应许嘅实现，系外邦人嘅光，系呢个救恩嘅实现。
And then fourthly, Simeon saw Jesus as glory to God's people Israel.
跟住佢見到嘅呢個係以色列嘅榮耀。
Listen, verse 32. Thank you. Verse 32, right there.
第三十二節。
You know God's glory of Israel, has been gone for a long time.
榮耀喺以色列嘅榮耀離開咗以色列好耐，已經一段好長嘅時間。
The most glorious days of Israel was David's time and Solomon's time.
以色列最榮耀的日子就是大衛所羅門王的時代。
There has been a thing of the past.
已經是年代遠久的事。
Long buried in Israel's history books.
在以色列的歷史書長埋黃土之下。
And buried in deep recesses of Israel's memory.
在以色列人的記憶裏面已經是逐漸的消失。
Long ago faded.
已经远去。
But the glory of the Redeemer and Savior and Messiah shall never fade, but will only grow brighter.
但是耶稣作为这个以色列荣耀是不会消失，同埋是会越来越光明。
In never ending intensity.
是一个是不会消失的一个荣光。
But the kingdom the Son of David brings is not an earthly kingdom.
但是这个大卫的后裔，这个王国不是一个地上的王国。
It's not ruled by sinful and fallible man.
不是罪人，一些有罪的人所统治的。
But the eternal kingdom of God.
是上帝永恒的国度。
Ruled by fully and yet sinless man.
是被一些无罪的人所统治。
完全人，也都是完全无罪的人 and fully God, that's Christ.
亦都是完全神，所以这个是耶稣基督他亲自来到管治。
And this Redeemer, this Savior, this Messiah, Christ Jesus, rule with perfect justice.
是一个完全完美的公义。
Perfect peace.
完全的平安。
Perfect righteousness.
完全的公义。
So Simeon saw in this eight-day-old baby the glory of Israel.
所以在西面在这个八日大的婴孩那里见到以色列的荣耀。
The glory of the kingdom of God.
上帝的国的荣耀。
That the earthly Israel had failed to live up to.
这个的荣耀是地上以色列王国所欠缺的。
And finally, Simeon saw in this child Jesus God's demand for decision.
他见到这个婴孩是要求每个人对他的回应。
Look at verse 33
to 34. 是33到34节。
Let's read that together. You know how I used to use that to wake people up? Let's read that together. Okay, in whatever language. The child, together please. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against. And then...There's one more. Where's? So that the thoughts of many hearts and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Simeon said to...
漏了一句中文是不是？你的心也要被刺透啊。
好重要一句。
好重要的
一句。你的心也被刺透。Yeah, thank you. Okay, 大家听到了。你的心也被刺透。I mean, Simeon said to Mary, a sword will pierce your own soul too.
对母亲玛利亚说，你的心也要被刺透。
Don't you think that's an awful strange thing to say to a new mother?
你对阿妈会不会讲这样的东西？一个新的阿妈讲这样的东
西？ When you hold a newborn baby and a mother standing right next to you,
一个妈妈抱着一个初生的婴孩，
you're supposed to bless them and that's it.
你会跟她说，啊， 希望你即係有上帝嘅祝福啊！依樣嗰樣，你的心會被刺透。
Right? When you don't have anything nice to say, just keep your mouth shut.
你可唔可以？你冇嘢好講，你又收聲啦。
But Simeon didn't.
但係西面喺度咁樣講。
Simeon should have blessed them and then stop.
應該就咁祝福咗，講到呢度，然後就唔講噶啦嘛。
He blessed them and then he had to continue.
但係佢祝福咗之後要繼續講喎。
He said a sword will pierce your own soul too.
你的心要被刺透。
What did Simeon see that practically no one else saw?
點解會見到一啲其他人所見到
？Simeon saw the cross.
因為佢見到十字架。
Simeon saw the crucifixion of this child baby.
佢見到耶穌係受難嘅景象。
Simeon saw there's no fulfillment of promise without the cross.
因為佢見到如果唔上十字架，呢啲應許唔會實現。
Simeon saw there's no salvation to anyone without the cross.
如果冇十字架就唔会有救恩。
Simeon saw there's no light to any Gentiles without the cross.
冇十字架外邦人唔会见到呢个真光。
Simeon saw there's no glory to Israel without the cross.
没有十字架上以色列嘅荣耀唔会复兴。
Simeon saw there's no kingdom of God without the cross.
冇十字架冇上帝嘅国。
And Mary will be at the foot of the cross.
母亲玛利亚当时就是在十字架下面
with her heart cut to pieces as if pierced by a sword.
就她的心所她眼见一当时十字架的景象她的心就好像被刀刺透很多下
And Simeon saw more than a cross.
西面见到的是比十字架更多
Simeon saw the true decision in man's heart for Christ or against Christ.Will be revealed.
所以佢亦都系讲到话，每一个人都要对呢个婴孩佢喺十字架上受死呢件事作出你同意或者系反对嘅决定。
Verse 35.
第三十五节最尾嗰度。
So that the thought of many hearts may be revealed.
心好多许多人的心中嘅意念都要被揭露出嚟。
Many heart does not mean some heart will be revealed and some not.
不是说有一些被揭露有些不会被揭露
Because the scripture tells us that all hearts will be revealed
是说所有
Jesus in the gospel tells us that nothing can be and will be hidden from God
耶稣在福音里面讲到一切人心里面事都在上帝面前都要被揭露出来
In the context of this message this means that all hearts will be revealed
在这里的语境里面就说所有心里面的意念就会被
Some are found to be for Christ
当中有些人心里面是认同耶稣基督
And others are found to be against Christ
有人心里面是反对耶稣基督的
That is what Simeon saw
就是西面所见到
End of verse 34
第34节最尾那里
To be a sign that will be spoken against
是当是又要作许多毁坏的话病，毁谤的话病。
That might be the old 和合本翻译。The earlier text was a better translation, I think. Okay, 一个征象，一个兆头，系人会反对反抗嘅。That's a better, much better translation. Okay, that's a much. Thank you, Luke. That's a much better translation. A sign is a reference, 目标。把把嗰個標係指基督耶穌 ，the signs of reference to Christ。
嗰個嘅目標就係講到嗰個十字架。
Many people will be against Christ。
好多人會反對基督。
In his own days。
喺佢在世日子。
And many spoke against Christ even today, ever since。
喺耶穌在世日子，好多人反對佢，今日都有好多人反對佢。
And this 8-day。Oh, Jesus is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel.
所以以色列当中就因为有这个耶稣原本有许多人被兴起亦都有许多人跌倒。
Many in Israel fell because of Jesus.
因为耶稣原本有很多以色列人是跌倒的。
Because they rejected Jesus.
因为他们拒绝耶稣。
They rejected him as the Redeemer, the Savior, and the Messiah.
他们拒绝他是弥赛亚拒绝他是救赎主。
Many in Israel fell because of the rejection of Christ.
他们因为拒绝耶稣而缘故而跌倒。
But on the other hand, many came to faith in Christ.
但同时也很多人是因为他缘故有这个信心而得救。
And because of their faith in Christ, they rose to new life in Christ.
所以因为他对耶稣 的缘故，他们的生命得到重新的建立。
They rose to eternal life in Christ.
他们在永恒的生命当中得到建立。
For Christ or against Christ?
为基督还是反对基督呢？
Falling or rising?
跌倒定係興起。
Simeon saw in this 8-day-old baby God's demand for decision.
所以西面見得到依個八日大嘅 BB 係要去好多人要作心裏作出一個嘅決定。
You see, on the surface, Christmas is a time for love.
當然喺表面嚟睇，依個聖誕節係一個關於即係彼此相愛啊啲咁樣嘅事。
For generosity.
係彼此以仁慈相待。
For festivity.
为这个节日气氛
for party
是大家一起大饮大食
for gluttony
是
狂食 for drunkenness
饮醉酒
for spending
洗钱
but when we look beyond the obvious
但当我们超越这些眼所见的表面
when we look beneath the surface
我们向深入一我们深入一点去看的
Christmas is really a time for decision
其实是一个作决定的时候。
You are either for Christ or you are against Christ.
要是你是接受基督，要是你反对基督。
When it comes to Christ, there is no neutrality.
当讲到基督的时候，没有中立。
When we face the message of Christ, there is no such thing as straddling the fence.
你没办法在这件事上做一个剧场派。
And there is no pretension of faith either.
你不能够假装信这个信心出来
Because all hearts will be revealed.
因为到终末日的时候你心里面的意念会被揭露出来
And what will God find in your heart?
上帝会见得到你一个怎样的心
Will God find a heart that is for Christ or against Christ?
你被上帝见得到你是一个认同基督的还是一个反对基督的
Will you fall or will you rise?
你赞成还是反对
I hear ringing, I'm afraid it was mine.I was so afraid of that. One more question we need to ask. I'm looking at the clock. I'm hungry too.
要问多一个问题。
How is it that this Simeon, that this old man, can see what few others can see? Only a few others can see.
为什么西面会见得到其他人所看不到的东西
What is it that he, how is it that he can see that practically no one else could?
點解佢即係眼可能唔係咁好？點解會睇到呢啲嘢咧
？Verses 25 to 26。
25-26節佢咁樣講到。
Luke gave us three remarkable description of the character of this old man。
佢講到依個西面依個人佢有咩嘅特
？Thank you so much, Luke. First of all, he was a righteous and devout man。
係一個公義虔誠嘅人。
It doesn't mean that he was sinless.
没说他是无罪啊、
It doesn't mean that he had met every demand of God.
没说他达到上帝完美的要求。
It only means that he lived his entire life consciously in obedience to God.
他是一生是有意识的过一个顺服的生活。
He lived you know, his entire life consciously in obedience to God's word.
所以他是有意识地是去跟从神的话语而活的。
By loving God with all his heart and mind and soul and strength.
全心全意全性咁样系去爱主佢嘅神
，and loving his neighbors as himself，
亦都爱人如己。
He had a genuine desire to be found in God's favor。
佢系好一心一意咁样寻求上帝嘅悦纳。
Second description，
第二样嘢
，He was waiting for the consolation of Israel。
佢系一向期待以色列安慰者来到。
All his life, his highest hope, his highest desire is to see the fulfillment of Isaiah's word.
佢一生所追求嘅就系以赛亚书里边嗰预言嘅实现。
Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people.
你们要向我的子民说安慰的说话。
Said the Lord, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem.
向耶路撒冷说安慰的说话。
That her warfare is finished, accomplished.
她的战争已经圆满。
And her iniquities are pardoned.
她的罪孽也被也蒙赦免。
He was longing for God's promise fulfilled.
佢系不断咁样系盼望以色列嘅安慰者。
And third description, the Holy Spirit was upon him.
第三样嘢就系圣灵在他身上。
It was the Holy Spirit that revealed to him what he saw.
所以就是圣灵向他亲自的启示
Now that very day was 30 years before the day of Pentecost
那、
That's 30 so years before the day of Pentecost.
这个是圣灵降临之前三十几年前的事。
And the Holy Spirit will not come on all believers until 30 some years later.
所以呢圣灵不当时不是降到所有信徒当中，是某一些人有圣灵在他身上。
And Simeon was still living in a transition time between the Old and the New Testament.
所以西面是仍然住在一个新约和旧约之间的时代。
The Holy Spirit only came upon a few for specific tasks and ministry.
当时在旧约里面这个时候呢，圣灵降临在某一些特别的人身上，是要做一些事的啫。
And the Holy Spirit came upon Simeon, moved him out of his rocking chair, and moved him and drove him into the temple court.
今次呢，圣灵就是降临在这个西面身上，使他起来去进入圣殿的院里面去见这个耶稣。
It was the Holy Spirit that opened the eyes of his heart.
是圣灵开他的眼睛。
That gave him that spiritual discernment.
是给到他这个有属灵的洞察力。
To see beyond the obvious.
是见到表面之下的真相。
To see beneath the surface.
是表面之下的真相，他见到事情属灵背后的真实。
Can you see beyond the obvious today?
你可不可以见到表面之下的事呢？
Can you see beneath the surface?
你见不见得到？
Can you see what God wants you to see?
你见不见到上帝希望你所见的？
You see the joy and excitement on the surface is going to fade very quickly.
节日的气氛，那些快乐的事很快就会过去。
You know, we're going to feast. I'm going to feast. I don't know about you. I have planned a feasting today.
我不知道，我就有很多事，我有很多即係 feast 嚟講食嘢。
啊，狂食啊，唔係狂食啊，食好
啦，食餐好噶啦。
I mean, I said to Angela, some remember, I said, "Tis the season to gain a few pounds."
呢個係我哋可以即係盡情咁樣食一啲，而唔需要覺得罪疚嘅事。
But I assure you, a few hours after your feasting, you're going to be hungry again.
幾個鐘頭之後，你又會肚餓啦。
And if you dwell only on the surface.If you dwell only to see what is obvious, you will be very poor indeed.
所以当我们注目在一些表面的时候，其实我们内里其实很贫乏的。
I'm very sorry to remind you.
很抱歉，我要这样提你。
You know, all those purchases that you made last week, a few weeks or months, you know, all the things, they only give you temporary pleasure.
你最近所买的东西其实给你的快乐只是很短暂的。
I am very sorry to remind you there's going to be a huge credit card bill comes January.
一月你将信用卡单来你就知道味道。
The pleasure on the surface will never ever last.
表面得到的快乐是不能够持久。
See, joy eternal, joy that can never be lost, can be ours only.If we see Jesus the way Simeon saw him.
我们除非好像西面这样见到耶稣而接受有这个认知接受他，否则的话我们是不会有这个永恒的喜乐。
Joy and security will last eternally only if we see how God wants us to see Jesus.
唯有跟从上帝指示是去认识耶稣，我们才有这个永恒的福乐。
His promise fulfilled.
他应许实现。
His salvation for you and for me.
他为我们所预备的救恩。
Christ the light to us.
耶稣是我们的光。
Christ the glory of God's people.
是上帝子民的荣耀。
And the most personal invitation.
一个个人的，还有最重要个人的邀请。
Christmas demands decision.
是要我们作出一个决定。
Are you for Christ or are you against Christ?
你是为基督还是反对基督？
接受基督。
接受基督。
There's no room for neutrality.
没有中间中立的地带。
You can't sit there and say, okay, I heard a wonderful sermon, thank you very much. I know some of you are going to say that to me.
你可能会觉得，哦，今天讲到，老师，牧师讲到很好。
A little long, I mean 12:15, I'll be ending now.
现在讲完了，讲了45分钟。
But do you know eternally good?
但是对你有永恒有咩好处？
For there is no room for indifference.
你唔能够喺即系对你觉得呢件事对你冇关系。
There is no room for ignoring the call of Christ.
你唔可以系去
呼之呼唤
置之不理。
For all hearts will be revealed.
因为我们心里面的意念是会被揭露出来的。
Will God find you falling away from him?
上帝会不会见你是离开他的道路？
Or will God find you rising to eternal life with Christ?
定是见到你是从在这个真道上从新一次被建立？
I invite you to come to Christ.
我希望你能够接受这个基督。
I mean, God bring you here not because it's Christmas, you know.
上帝带你来这里不是因为圣诞节。
God wants you to encounter the Christ that was born for you.
他是希望你和这个为圣诞而降生这个基督有一个个人的接触。
He is God's Redeemer, prepare for you, God's Savior, prepare for you.
因为这个是为你所预备的救赎。
And he is urging you to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior.
他也是向到你，希望你，恳求你接受他作为这个救主。
Don't push God away to the periphery of your life anymore.
不要将上帝推到你生命的外围那里。
Accept him and welcome him back in the center.
让他成为你生命的中心。
Only then will God find you rising to eternal life with Christ.
这样上帝就会见得到你是从他的道中重新一次兴起。
I urge you to make that personal decision even today.
我希望你今天就做这个决定。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祈祷。
Father, thank you. Some visitors are here. Some who have never made personal acceptance are here.
主，我们感谢你，有一些的新来宾来到我们当中，或者当中他们是未听过这福音，或者他们是未听过这些事。
Some may still be laughing you to scorn.
或者当中可能有人仍然是耻笑你 的救赎。
The Father, we call upon your generosity.
主，我们恳求你的恩赐。
For you are a merciful God who forgives.
因为你是一个满有恩典的神。
We pray that your salvation may come upon everyone who hear.
我们希望你的救恩临到每一个人。
Take hold of every heart and mind.
去掌管我们每一个人的心思意念。
Call it your own.
是叫我们能够成为你的
子女。May the Spirit bless each and every one with that saving faith.
主啊，求你的圣灵是赐福每个人能够认识这个，接受这个救恩。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主名求。
Amen. Thank you, Edmund. Thank you so much.